USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After yesterday's historic Supreme Court of the United States ruling that affirmative action for college and university admissions based on skin color will come to an end, the Supreme Court will rule today on two cases involving President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan and another concerning protections for LGBTQ people. One of the student loan cases is a challenge by six state attorneys general who argue that the loan forgiveness policy violates the separation of powers and the Administrative Procedure Act by making you, the taxpayer, pay back their loans. The LGBTQ case was brought on by a Colorado web designer who argued that she has a First Amendment right to refuse to design websites for same-sex marriages, despite a Colorado law that bars businesses from discriminating against LGBTQ people. Flight issues continue in parts of the country as the holiday weekend approaches. Over 8,200 flights were canceled or delayed yesterday in the United States.
This woman got tired of waiting and took a Greyhound bus from Detroit to New York City.
Then they said that it was delayed, but then they said it was canceled, and they went to the counter, they said it was canceled, but then the chat said it was delayed, so it was very confusing.
This comes as over 2.8 million people are expected to pass through TSA this weekend. I'm Trey Thomas.
At least 100 people have died in Mexico over the past 3 weeks as a heat wave pushed temperatures above 120 degrees in some parts of the country. Mexico's health ministry said yesterday that two-thirds of the deaths happened last week and the rest the week before. Music icon Madonna is back home after her hospital visit for a serious bacterial infection. She has been discharged and taken back to her New York City home in a private ambulance. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA News.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D.
On your terms, from USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Virgin Galactic launched its first customers to the edge of space. The private space company founded by British billionaire Richard Branson successfully launched its first commercial space flight yesterday with three paying passengers funded by the Italian Air Force. The 90-minute flight blasted off from Spaceport America near White Sands, New Mexico. Emotions are raw in Parkland, Florida, after former Douglas High School resource officer Scott Peterson was found not guilty on all charges.
Parent Tony Montalto says he doesn't understand what's needed to find someone guilty in Broward County.
For our families, we still feel he should be haunted every day by his failure to act. I know he contributed to the deaths of my daughter Gina, her schoolmates, and their teachers.
He said after seeing the killer avoid the death penalty and the deputy who did not confront the killer be found not guilty, his faith in the U.S. justice system is shaken. I'm Dave Collins.
Barbie is expected to beat Oppenheimer in the box office next month. The two blockbuster films are expected to hit theaters in July, and Barbie is projected to make about $70 to $80 million in its first weekend. That same weekend, Oppenheimer comes out and is projected to make around $40 million. Today is officially National Safer Workplace Day in America. Stay alert and stay safe. Lance Pry, USA News.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had three-hour wait time.
Chef Pierre's staff is a little under-seasoned.
Why is this pot not boiling yet?
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cup.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.